And here we are in the backyard on the first warm day.
Look, Liam, I'm on the radio now. Stop talking.
Liam.
So,
she's still in there.
I'm in the backyard with Hannah and Dave.
Hello.
And Liam is here but been feeding the cats. Hello.
Right.
So, we're just going to do a casual in the backyard thing. We've had a few drinks. Dave's making very odd, lovely cocktails. Sorry.
He just spat on me. That's disgusting.
Spray it again, Liam.
God.
Spray it again. Something else.
That's rude. Anyway. So,
hello Nicole, so, we've met.
Hello, that's Hannah saying hello.
Hi Nicole.
Hello Nicole.
I'll always remember our day in Western Supermare.
Oh my god, yeah. That was good, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, apart from the bit where you fell out of the car and hurt your leg, that was not my change.
That wasn't good, but it was funny.
Although the bikers coming out of the pub was quite cool to see if you were okay. That was nice, yeah.
And kind of unexpected.
It was, yeah.
But we spent a long time
searching
for cream tea.
Cream tea, yeah. But that, is that close enough for everyone? Should do all the hit, it would be
right for
it there, wouldn't it?
Balance it on the crisp.
Yeah,
balance it on the crisp.
Balance it on glasses.
On is that alright? And then everyone, it can...
Oh, not on the dirty plate.
It'll pick up all that, wouldn't it? Yeah.
That's on the dirty plate.
So anyway, that's, you know, I know we're pissed, but that's drunk. Sorry, because pissed means angry.
Not what angry. Is, no,
oh, this pissed me off.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Yeah. Right. Oh, the language barrier.
Yeah, I'm so pissed about that.
I'm really pissed. Oh my god, I'm so pissed.
We never fucking ate your food and I was pissed.
That's right, it's fine. They swear like troopers on there.
They don't. In America,
no, they do. They on the,
swear.
No, they do on this radio station.
I heard illegal. Them earlier.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, listen, can I just it's say? Yeah.
They probably swear more than we do.
I was listening to Podunk. Like, which is,
I love Podunk.
Yeah, Podunk is Justin's thing, yeah. And
Podunk, we love
like,
it here
troopers. They really were all the way through.
So,
swearing is part of the English language.
Can I just put a plug in then? If you like swearing, do check out an English band called Sleaford Mods, because they are wonderfully sweary, but also quite anarchy. Orientated if you're into your anarchy. Anyway, big big shout out to anyone in America who is into sedition, because we've got a new government here.
You are bollocks.
We don't like it.
Fuck up.
Yeah. Well, right. I might have to say.
I'm not censoring.
Can I just say that anyone who's into a bit of that sort of stuff, do tune into. A band called Sleaford Mods. We just saw them last night in Bristol and they were bloody brilliant.
Actually, Claire was supposed to go to that concert. Was it last night?
What, Sleaford Mods?
Sleaford Mods, yeah.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
Whenever it was. But I thought last night was
they
the
are
their band
possibly. I hate to say this, but the people that.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
You can't, no, don't let me interrupt. Please go on, my dad.
Well, it's bad to cross-talk on a radio show, so I've heard.
It doesn't matter. We're not professionals.
Dave, please carry on.
You're from professional radio.
Carry on, Dave.
What do you want to say?
I was saying is... Oh,
Liam.
Liam's just walked into the wall.
Are you alright?
I'm done with the crunchies.
Look, you've run out. It's me only.
Crunchies?
The cats.
The chocolate crunchies?
No.
You give them crunchies.
Have you got any temptations?
Yes.
That was his chair.
Liam's asking if Sandy has anything to tempt the cat. Oh dear. That's not a mouse. That's Sandy laughing. Oh dear.
I can't believe our cats are so jumpy.
Anyway, so what else, Dave? Dave is smoking an e-cig. An e-cig, which is like an e-fag. A fag isn't a gay person, a fag is a... Oh no, that's...
Cigarette.
I'm really sorry if you've said anything offensive.
The e-cigarette is rapidly catching on in England, and I hope it isn't in America. I hope you can still smoke in places in America, because we can't in England.
But you could smoke here. when Sandy and Liam's garden, you could smoke here.
Yeah, I could. Oh, I wish I'd bought me fags.
Why have you bought your e-cig?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, Liam's
offering cat food to Dave. No,
I don't want any cat food.
Liam's been making really strong cocktails. No, Dave's been making very strong cocktails. And Liam has been letting us taste his homemade oozes, of which there are many, and they are delicious. And Dave's been making strong cocktails. Margaritas, which are American classics.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. And a blue margarita, which was an experiment, but also delicious.
E-cigarettes are catching on in England. I hope they don't in America. I hope... That's one of our cocktails bubbling away now.
I don't want cat food, thanks.
Liam's offering me a slice of beef.
Oh, it's or is it cat food?
Or is it beel?
Looks like beel.
It looks like beel.
It looks like a tongue.
It looks like beel tongue.
Beel tongue. Actually, Biltong, what is Biltong?
I hate e-cigarettes. Give me a real cigarette.
I haven't got any, Dave. None of us smoke. It's a filthy habit.
Fucking hell. anyway, they look... When you see people smoking these e-cigarettes now, they look as though... Nice poo? When people are smoking I didn't mean to say that. That was just a comedy thing to say. I thought it would be funny. Sorry, America.
Number one only.
You should have not said you've been to the toilet. You haven't been to the toilet. That's a bathroom in America, isn't it?
Disgusting. What's that? The aniseed?
I gave you the aniseed thing. One of Liam's boozes is an aniseed concoction.
Vile. The devil's spawn.
That's harsh, because your husband made that.
Yeah, he knows that I hate aniseed.
You ungrateful cat. He made that for you.
I wouldn't make him eat something or drink something he didn't like.
No, it's nice. It's delicious. It's They're all delicious. In fact, what was the first one? The South Feels Slow.
Oh, well, the first one, was an Italian drink, which they researched. They used the slow. They grew that in their countries. And it's called Bergenoli. Bergenoli. I probably haven't got the pronunciation right, but what they do, they have slow berry.
Huffed up their bums.
No. Isn't it? No, you're just being silly now.
Just a sort of half. Okay. I'll just say half a pint. Slow berries.
Sorry.
No,
that's
not Dave.
Dave.
No, it wasn't. By the way, all the clanking that you hear, we've put this recording device cleverly on a ceramic plate on a glass table.
Yeah.
So every time you
want another Bergenoli.
Oh,
yes, please. That's delicious.
We're just about to have another Bergenoli here.
Yeah. No, Liam, can you say what you were saying? How you make it?
Right, I'm going to explain Bergenoli to everybody.
From the beginning.
Bergenoli is an Italian liqueur.
Yep, thank you.
You pick the berries late in the season, not like a British one where you pick the berries early in the season. Mm. You pick them just before the berries are about to die. So I don't know why, but it works.
It's kind of... It was kind of poetic, though, isn't it? Picking them just before they die.
But, I think, what I would like to talk about, because, you know, we're talking about music, because we're going to be on the Podunk show as well, which is a program about American Fund.
Oh, yeah.
And we...
Please play some Sleaford Mods, another plunk...
they're a plunk band.
Sorry. Liam's booze is getting to me.
Yeah.
You're reading England Streaming by John Savage.
Oh, I recommend anyone who's into punk to read John Savage, but don't read it too intensely because it's ridiculous. ridiculously existential, whatever that means. So don't read that. Read John Lydon instead, because he's
Did you know that Pill are playing at the Bristol Comedy on the 21st of November? We've never seen that. Me and Sandy have still got to see it. Me and Sandy were watching Brewer win last time Pill were in Bristol. So we're going to see Pill. Well, we will be there. But Dave's done short only because we've seen them. I saw them three times in one year.
I know, but they're still brilliant.
And then Simon
gets
in on the guest list sometimes. So yeah, but I definitely want to go. Yeah, so we're going. I will definitely go.
So we're all going to go see Public Image Limited in Bristol on 20th September. Got concerts. So we were saying Hannah has been to quite a few, and Dave actually, been to quite a few well-known punk concerts that you might have heard of, that you would have definitely heard of, obviously, classic stuff. And I know Hannah's been to see Susan the Banshees back in the day. Was that the tour when she had a broken leg and she was on the stage on a wing so she could sit on a chair?
85?
Was that the Royal Albert Hall?
Yeah, I saw. No, it wasn't the Royal Albert Hall.
Well, we saw the 100 Club as well.
That's
a very small venue. If anyone ever comes to England, do seek out the 100 Club.
But that wasn't, that wasn't Susan the Banshees, that was Susie. It was Susie and Budgie.
on a ceramic plate on a glass table.
Can I just say that Dave is
pissed.
A filmmaker.
he works for the BBC, and so he's incredibly anal when it comes
to recording.
This man works for BBC. He's going to be very anal about it.
Anyway.
Staggering us episode just then, hilarious.
By the way, whatever is said, just a few seconds previously, you will not have heard, because you will have just heard a smash.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about that. You need to hear about...
Okay, Liam, it's your... Take the floor, Liam. Take the floor.
You need to hear about bands in Bristol. I started getting into punk music through my friend Craig Manning, which is a great friend of my wife.
Liar!
I'm a liar.
That was another
guy. Craig Manning... He's not a great friend of my wife.
You wouldn't want to know. Okay.
And she does never want to meet him again, and she hates it every time I'm out drinking with him.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, really? That bad? Oh,
is it time to air this in public?
I think we're
we're in America now, so don't worry about it. But anyway, here it goes. Me and Craig, we used to go see Stranglers back in the day. After Hugh Cornwell.
Hugh Cornwell left.
And that was a very unpopular time to be a Stranglers fan. But there was quite a few hardcore Stranglers fans that wanted to just, you know, hear the Stranglers tracks. They're great fans of Stranglers. They're in their 50s, 60s, you know. We were in our teens. It was all new to us. And it was our first gig, and we really loved it. And this girl, she got up on stage.
She got her tits out,
basically.
You've never told me about that before.
Oh, well.
Wild guess there.
And then she got dragged off the stage by security.
Shame.
And then this bloke got on stage. We didn't want to see
it. Another glass on the table.
We did not want to see it. He got on the stage. He pulled all his fucking clothes off.
Yeah.
And then he just started shaking his bits about. And he got dragged off.
What, he took his pants off as well?
His pants were still on, luckily.
In America, that means trousers. We're talking underpants.
Underpants.
Yeah.
Skibbies.
And then he got chucked back down with a pair of tracksuit trousers off some bouncer or something like that.
Did he?
Yeah. And then the new singer, shall I say, Hugh Cornwell, you can't match Hugh Cornwell.
Hugh Cornwell was
the maker of the Stranglers,
but John Jackson.
We wanted to see the Stranglers, and we did.
Remember us.
And the songs... They're still Hugh Cornwell songs, even though Hugh Cornwell wasn't there. It's a shame. It was amazing.
I would go and see the Hugh Cornwell.
The buzz of the place, it was good.
Without him, it's not the same. You can't replace the lead singer.
We were just all doing our best. We were just all Stranglers fans, and we just wanted to see Stranglers, and that's the best we could do. Unfortunately, we weren't born in the era.
He was born in the very cool year, he was born in 77.
I know punks are supposed to spit and all that, but he was getting covered in spit by everybody.
Or gob, as we call it in England.
Gob.
My
favourite punk band were the Buzzcocks.
Didn't like John Lydon spit on you?
Lydon?
What? Lydon.
Lydon.
Rotten. Lydon. Whatever. Didn't he?
One of my first concerts was here.
John Lydon.
That
was another glass on the glass table next to glass, which we decided is cleverer way to record this.
Sandy was relaying it to all me, to meet when I was in the pub with Craig, Sandy's best friend.
Whatever.
We won't mention him.
And I was with Sandy at that concert the first time, and she spent the whole time on the phone to you. So I was there like,
the glass on.
New world, family, world, nobility. And I turned around at looked at Sandy, and she's just like, yes, I know. And I was like, I might as well be on my own here.
Oh, it's okay.
I've seen the Damned.
Oh yeah, now that's cool.
My friend Craig Manning.
Stop talking about him. I have to.
Honestly, it's part of the story. We were up there, right in the front. Craig says, "We need to be up there. We need to be up there." How did you speak, Sandy?
Craig sounds, well, I'm torn because
misunderstood, really.
Misunderstood then.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get to know him, really. He's not nasty.
He's not right there.
But he's not right. Not right in the head. A bit soft in the head.
I couldn't describe him, really. He's just...
But you know, Dave and I saw Dan... Well, we have seen Dan before, but we saw them at the Avalon stage in Glastonbury.
Oh yeah, we went to see the Dams, yeah.
Sweet. I think we should also...
We should say about Glastonbury. So we always go to Glastonbury.
Which is a festival in the middle of England.
But this year we have got Glastonbury kids. And in fact, this is the first year Dave's not been to Glastonbury for about 20 years or something.
Really?
Crazy.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit upset. It's a very sensitive subject.
Did you try to get tickets,
Yeah.
I'm pissed off.
It's the first year we've ever not got them. Although it's really hard to get them. One year we won them. And one year anyway. But we're going to festival.
I think we should also say, maybe we should take a little break to make some cocktails.
Oh yeah, we had it.
And also mention some American bands that we like. I'll pass you over to Sandy, who is the gatekeeper.
Oh,